Star Wars The Last Jedi hit theaters on Thursday, and with all storied franchises, the reviews have been mixed depending on who you talk to. In fact, they've been mixed amongst our own staff members, and I think I need to separate some of our staff members. Joining me to talk about it is our resident Star Wars fanatic, Scott Sidway, and producer Robin Geske. Morning, guys.
Morning.
So, you went to see it Friday morning.
I did.
You took off work just to go see it.
I did. I had this date written down on my calendar for, you know, at least a year. Took off work, you know, went, dropped my daughter off with the babysitter, went to go see the movie. I was not impressed, just to say the least. Just to put
By the way, we don't need a spoiler alert because you're not going to give away anything from the movie.
Not going to give away anything. If it were a standalone movie, just a blockbuster that you're going to see, you know, with big special effects and all that stuff, okay. It was a decent movie, but upon further review after the movie, I was talking to Scott and discovered that I may have fallen asleep at some point during the movie.
Well, that's a problem because you kind of miss stuff when you fall asleep.
And apparently I missed a very, very crucial part of the movie. But
I was going to say, hold on, let's clarify. You didn't just fall asleep. You fell asleep during arguably the most important part of the movie, which happens about an hour and a half way through.
I don't remember falling asleep, obviously, and I don't think I was asleep for very long. So it really, obviously, it didn't hold my attention. I mean, if I were able to fall asleep just
either
like,
that or you didn't have a good night's sleep.
Well,
the day
do before. I ever? I mean, you know.
You missed an important piece.
Even with that piece, hearing about what that piece was, I still am not that impressed. I really am not. It just didn't do. It didn't do what I wanted it to. Basically, it didn't answer any of the questions.
It didn't end things for you. It didn't tie it up in a nice bow for you.
Not even.
Well, here's the thing, though. Let me interject on that. This movie isn't supposed to tie up a bow because there's one more left. This was a 9-part series going back to the original 3 that came out in the 70s and 80s, the prequel 3 that came out in the early 2000s, and then this final 3. This is only the second of that final 3. So I think the problem with this, Amy, you mentioned mixed reviews, and you're hearing Robin kind of rain all over this Star Wars parade here. Here's what I always say. Nobody hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans, meaning that Star Wars fans have these wild expectations because I was one of these. I think Robin was one of these, too. When a movie comes out, and let's say the last one that came out 2 years ago, Episode 7, that movie wrapped up. It felt really good. It was a good movie, and you're asking yourself about 10, 12 different questions about who this character is. Who are they related to? Who's this big bad guy? Is the other bad guy going to turn good like Darth Vader did in the originals? And then you spend 2 years building this up, almost like you're entitled to these answers. And this is the Star Wars fan syndrome. You feel entitled to certain answers. And just like the second movie back in the 70s, The Empire Strikes Back, the director completely flipped the script on Star Wars fans and went in every opposite direction that you may expect. And that's not giving a spoiler at all, because that's how they advertise this movie, as being something you completely don't expect. And it kind of fit with the central theme of the movie, saying, hey, you know, forget the past. Don't let your previous expectations set the bar for what this movie is going to be. It applied to the characters in the movie, and it applied to Star Wars fans. And I think that's why, like, you have to see it a second time, because once you have those expectations completely eliminated out of your brain, you can appreciate what they did a little more. And, you know, add to the fact that Robin slept for the most important part of the movie.
You saw it twice or three times?
I saw it twice, and my third time is coming this afternoon.
All right, so you saw it twice. The first time, did you love it?
No.
I don't think you did. From your posting that I saw on Facebook, you didn't love it.
Well, the Facebook post you're referencing, my only words were, wow. That's literally how I felt after that movie, because I was like, wow, what did I just watch? It wasn't a bad thing. It was just a very confused feeling because, like I said, nothing went the way I expected. There were scenes that have never happened in Star Wars movies before. There were epic scenes. There were weird scenes. There were strange character moments. But, again, it wasn't necessarily bad. It was just weird. And then, like I said, when I went the second time and didn't have those expectations of having the certain questions I wanted answered, And the movie was, I saw it in a completely different light, and I actually appreciate it. And now, okay, this is like hardcore Star Wars fan talking. Amy, I know you're not a Star Wars fan, but if you went and saw this movie, you'd probably be entertained just because it's thrilling from start to finish. I mean,
right.
It's just like, there's high energy, there's space battles, there's lightsaber fights, there's dramatic, the acting is fantastic. All the actors completely destroy their roles in a good way. They do such a great job. We're talking about the hardcore Star Wars fans here that are giving the mixed reviews.
Robin?
He's probably right, but I mean, there wasn't any substance to it. I mean, my rebuttal to that is that it was okay. Yeah, it was a decent movie, but there was no substance to it whatsoever as far as I was concerned. It didn't, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, and it could basically stand alone. You could take it out of the mm-hmm. trilogy and the rest would go off without a hitch. I mean, even though we haven't seen the third part, I don't think that this part is even necessary.
I thought this was the last one. Yeah. I'm just so confused.
There's one more.
There's one more?
Well, at least in this trilogy.
And then there's someone else who's doing a whole nother set of them, right?
Well, Luke has a movie that's coming out, his own movie. I don't know, Scott, maybe help me out. How many of them have they announced?
So the Han Solo movie, they do all these standalones every other year. Han Solo is getting his own movie in either May. It's right now it's scheduled for May. I won't be surprised if it gets pushed back to next December. But then the final episode of the Skywalker saga, which is the 9-episode thing we've been talking about, that comes 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. So after that, Amy, I think the Star Wars that you commonly refer to and that most casual people refer to, that Star Wars is over. You know, from that point, it'll be 9 episodes, it'll be done. And then the director of this last movie will start his own trilogy. So that's just Disney, you know, capitalizing on a cash cow here because it's Star Wars. But as far as, like, the Star Wars you're referencing, this was 8 out of 9 episodes, and episode 9 comes in 2 years.
All right. Thank you, guys. Scott Sidway and Robin Geske.
He's making me go today.
Star Wars nerds.
Yeah, he's making me go for a second time today,
All right, and a third time for him.